Welcome to Cross Examination, the very serious interview show where we ask the most wayward stereo travelers the most important questions on the internet. We record this podcast live on the Stereo app, but we'd also like to thank our listeners on Spotify and iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Make sure to leave a review so we can continue pouring this sexy cacophony into your ears once a week. Yep, we got a list of questions that we're going to be asking everybody. If you are in the audience, Tiffany, are you in the audience if you want to clap? There she is.
Oh, Tiffany will clap. Yep, she has no choice sometimes. Do turtles awesome. Clap?
No, we that's got koalas. Cheyenne in the house. Cheyenne's going to be joining as our first guest. I didn't expect that at all. That was fast. This is better than last week, Keith.
It is. I'm telling you, listen, this is a golden opportunity for you and I. But one thing I can guarantee is that Cheyenne won't be our first guest because she will catch on fire as she is in the same room as me.
Nah, that's fair. That's fair. Well, let's get to some topics then. We agreed on talking about two topics before we get into the questions, which everybody, this is an interview show. We interview you with the most important questions on the internet. But Bill Cosby, let's get right down into it. How do you feel about him, Keith?
You know, I mean, as far as human beings are concerned, bottom tier at best. You know, as far as, you know, what I would consider sexual assault goes, you know, probably not the worst people have had, but definitely not anybody that you're going to want to look up to. He's a fucking garbage person.
Wait, you said not the worst people you've had? When have you had Bill Cosby? What?
Well, nobody, that's the magic. Nobody knows when they've had him.
Oh, it's a thinker. Okay. It's a good point.
He incepts you into a fuck.
I always thought that like there would be minty aromatics in a cocktail named the Bill Cosby.
Oh, the only like aromatics would denote that he takes consideration into this. I can't even imagine him putting a mint on the pillow of one of his victims.
Oh my god, but in the finger in the butthole in the butt in the goob in the gut. Oh,
the most splendiferous pudding pop you've ever seen in your life. Look, he keeps turning more and more into a turtle every time I envision his inner dialogue.
Yeah, I like to say that he looks like Morgan Freeman if he was a fish.
Oh, Morgan Freeman if he were a rapist turtle.
I want to smell you. I can't do it, Morgan.
I want to get my flipping fins all over you. I want to put you back into the hole Landy Dufresne came out of, which is a shithole.
Do you think he only got 3 to 10 years in the first place and he had already served 2? So him getting out isn't even that crazy. So he only served 3 to 10 years for raping like 75 people.
Yeah, that's a pretty, like, if you're going by NBA standards, that's a fucking record. It's just unheard of, like unparalleled in, you know, the, I guess, what would you call that? The sexual predator circles of Hollywood.
He's the Floyd Mayweather of rape.
We had already the Barack Obama of masturbation on here. Now we have the Floyd Mayweather of rape. We are setting a golden standard.
Yeah. If you guys want to listen to that, our episode zero is going to be posted to our Patreon for lower level subscribers, shit like that. This is technically episode 1, but episode 0 got sexy.
It did. It got hot. It got just, oh my god, it was tantalizing. Just salacious.
Spectaphilicarous.
Scrumptrelumptioned.
Mithingadling.
Hi, I'm Keith, and I know things that sound like words.
He's a cartographer. Wait, that has to do with maps. I don't care anymore.
Well, I mean, he's mapping out sexual exploitation all over the place. You know, he's drawing the real, like, the foundation of it for others to follow in his hopefully not follow in his footsteps, in his turtle tracks.
Bill Cosby is the Magellan of sexual assault.
I did not know that we were dealing with a wizard whenever I first saw like Bill Cosby being accused of these things. And I mean, damn, Harvey Weinstein can't even get off with it legally. So I am wondering, does Bill Cosby have Horcruxes? Are they scattered about?
Is Bill Cosby Voldemort? Of sexual assault?
He has to be. He is the one who can be named and get away with it.
He's the guy nobody's even afraid to say his name. He should technically be the scariest guy.
He should.
Bill Cosby might be the scariest human alive. He comes back to life. He's got Horcruxes. That's a good point. You don't just go to jail for 2 years and get off on a technicality after raping like 70 people. It doesn't happen.
After one person, usually.
Yeah, we got a couple messages, and let's plan for the people that are tuning in from Spotify and Apple. If you guys want a chance to get on the show, make sure you listen live on the Stereo app. Your questions for our interview guests can be aired here, or you can just try and get on the show. So let's go to LATG Apparel. I talked to him the other day.
He's Dumbledore.
Dumbledong, baby. He's just throwing that dick, apparently, or tossing it lightly. It doesn't matter. They're asleep.
I don't like this. How is Bill Cosby how is Bill Cosby the Dumbledore of sexual assault? Voldemort makes sense. That's an evil guy. Suddenly, like, how is he a good guy?
No, well, was Dumbledore the good guy the whole time? I mean, we saw him put children. This is child labor to a whole nother level. He's just letting children.
All Dumbledore did was raise an army of children to fight for his political causes. I don't see the big deal here.
I mean, was he a warlord? Maybe. You know? It's not like he got funding from Mother Teresa or anything. So, just, I mean, can you be a warlord unless you got funding from her? I don't know. It's not for me
Good
to
point.
Decide.
Maybe Dolores Uxbridge is the Bill Cosby of headmistresses.
Dolores Uxbridge. I can't imagine a tighter vagina name in this world.
She did own like 10 cats.
10 cats. Oh my God, that's mad pussy.
Everybody tuned in. This is Cross Examination Episode 1. Yeah, Dolores Umbridge. Yeah, that's what it is.
Is she the main, like, I don't even know what to call her in the series other than just, like, prudish bitch.
Yeah. And she was also, like, she was only a big deal, I think, in, like, one book. I don't even remember which one. Maybe it was 5.
So,
all I know
see,
is that I hate her. There's a train going by for the first time in a week.
Oh, that's a good sign. You know, a train going by during the middle of your live broadcast is always a denotation of good news to come. I got that in a fortune cookie today.
And I ate Chinese food today, so, I mean, we're just on the same page. If you want to play a couple of these messages before we continue.
I got Drew Blue, Sam Bloss, yeah.
To be fair, Harvey Weinstein did get in prison for getting off on a lot of other things.
Oh, rightfully so, rightfully so. But it's just wild to me that, I mean, this is, like, not me being, like, any bit racist or anything, but the white Jewish fellow...
That's a great way to start a sentence. Now continue.
Yep, that's my version of, you know, I ain't racist, but no. But
Keith's
I
from
mean,
Kentucky, Har- everybody. Keith's from Kentucky. You can't blame him.
Yep. Well, we do have to give
I'm
that
not
disclaimer.
Racist, but
but if the white Jewish Hollywood power mogul can't get out of these charges, then how does, you know, the black fellow wearing a sweater, like, do this for 30 years and get off with it and just, like, brush it off his shoulder like Jay-Z in a shitty song from the early 2000s.
Well, going back to the dating advice that I received back in high school, you can get it's crazy what you can get away with when you're funny.
Surprise! Well, that takes away all the charges right there. He said surprise. He meant that's a good thing.
We can't keep you in jail. He's probably just making everybody laugh, showing up into the lunch hall. Again, we got again with the pizza and the mashed potatoes and the fry.
You Cliff Huxter gotta be kidding me.
No more Bill Cosby. That was 12 minutes on Bill Cosby. Let's go to Britney Spears. Well, we got a couple more messages. Let's play those and then Britney Spears.
I was just talking shit. I kind of pulled up at the bitter end, or not even the end, but kind of, I guess, the end of the conversation. So I was just talking smack as I usually do. Paul, what up? Keith Burr, what up?
I love how it says, Paul, what up? Cheeseburger, what up?
I like how it says, I was just talking shit, Al Santara. The transcript of the message is hilarious. Stereo's trying so hard, and it's just not getting it right.
Really is. It confused me. It's a word I'm not familiar with, and things that I'm not familiar with scare me and infuriate me at the same time. It's a weird emotional mix.
I agree.
Let's get this other question here.
Or that may resemble that you're going places.
Oh, going places at the speed of a tortoise.
At the speed of tortoises. I can't wait to talk about tortoises. We got a special guest tonight.
Oh, we do. We have a great... Oh, let's get him.
Well, mainly because it took longer to get Harvey Weinstein under that belt when there were claims in the open for him versus Bill Cosby. You have to go backwards. Harvey Weinstein was more of a topic now. So it's like, if y'all getting him now, why not the same as Harvey Weinstein? Is literally the same case. And then with Harvey Weinstein, it was more of a slow, methodical thing. But with Bill Cosby, it was just straight to jail. And it's like, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that's trickle-down rapinomics.
Nixon predicted this. Should have listened to Karl Marx about how spreading the rapinomics everywhere. Yeah, and that's the difference between these cases.
It's a socialism version of rape versus the capitalism that we see here now. You know, we got Bill Cosby was the capitalist rapist, and they're painting Weinstein as the socialism. You know, everything for everybody over a slow period versus the whole floodgate opening of just all this shit about Bill Cosby at one time, which, you know, to a lot of people would seem opportunistic, and which, you know, Bill Cosby is the human embodiment of opportunistic.
All this over the fear of a word that people don't even understand. Rape? No, socialism.
Yep.
So it's like the same day, right? We got Bill Cosby getting out of jail. And we got Britney Spears still being held captive in her home. Keith, how much do you know about the Britney Spears situation?
More than I'm comfortable with. Yeah, I'll admit that. I didn't think that this would be an issue that would arise later in my life. I thought that Hit Me Baby One More Time was, you know, pretty much indicative of her career.
Yeah. I mean, oh my goodness, how much of a crush did we all have on Britney Spears growing up? It's crazy.
Oh my God.
But her Instagram is probably the most cringy thing ever. But you can't get that mad because she's like held captive in her home. She's not allowed to get in the car and drive with her boyfriend anywhere. And she's releasing these like heartfelt messages. So at some point there's only one of two things happening right now. Either her parents who have her in her conservatorship, who have her locked in a house, either they're actually doing what's best for her, or they are these evil people, and she's literally this Rapunzel trying to let her hair down out of the tower for somebody to grab on, get on this legal case, and get her free. But is it possible that Britney Spears is so completely batshit insane.
Oh, well,
that she
I mean,
has
see,
all of us fooled by these pleas on social media. And the judge is like, I don't care what you tell everybody else. I know you're crazy as shit. We're not letting you out of the house.
It's like, which right, one's real? I saw the video for Toxic. Okay, Britney, like, you are clearly not, like, to be trusted to your own faculties here. No, I don't think that's it. I definitely think that these are predatory parents.
I think it's, I mean, she just wants to work, bitch.
Well, it's the same. It's kind of like parallel to the Kesha, like that whole thing, except it, instead of it being her company that she's worked for, like the people that have given her a contract, it's her parents that have taken a contract out of her to make her an indentured servant, basically.
Yeah. They're making money off of everything Britney Spears does, which is the biggest key to this, that it's like, maybe Britney's just gone a little bit cabin fever. All of her money's going to her parents. They're not doing anything other than keeping her locked up. Hell, Britney Spears is still making money. And all that money's going to her parents.
Yeah, well, still, I mean, Michael Jackson's still making money. I mean, if Britney Spears was the female Michael Jackson of our generation, you could argue that there's a trifecta of those. You got the Christina, Britney, and then Mandy. That was the three-headed beast of, you know, 90s pop women music.
So, you go on with your history.
Yep. Oh, I do. You ought to hear me get into the history of country music with women in it. Like, I miss the good old days where they were just, like, nonchalantly talking about committing minor felonies. You know, like, took my keys into the side of his four-wheel drive. Honey, that is destruction of property. Stop it. And you're leaving a breadcrumb of trails.
Louisville Slugger to both headlights. You actually could have gotten away with. There's not much evidence that you did it, but you made a song about it, and you're going to jail, Carrie Underwood.
Exactly. As long as you're in Kentucky, that's fine. You can say Louisville Slugger in any sentence, and you're automatically exonerated.
Yep. So she tried. Well, okay.
They're like,
good
placement.
Luck, Britney Spears, surviving your new life, which is probably being locked in an even dustier cave than you were in before, as a punishment from your parents, who are evil, for sure.
Trolls, just little goblins.
Trolls, like, in the dungeons. That's what you want to know?
Little fetter goblins.
This is the inaugural episode of Cross-Examination, also known as the Harry Potter reference episode.
Oh, wow. I did not realize how heavily we were leaning into the Harry Potter folklore here.
We can't go back now. It's just how it is. All right, so we got seven listeners. We're going to pick some random people of you. We're going to ask you the most important questions that people have for anybody on the internet. So I'm just going to go in and invite everybody to talk, and one of you has to say yes.
Yeah, you know, that's the Bill Cosby method.
Except he never got a yes. Maybe what he was really doing was just marketing. Everybody, welcome my boyfriend to the chat. Sydney.
Hello.
How is it going, Sydney? How are you doing?
Not too shabby driving.
That not sounds like you're driving a... You're driving a truck with four big tires on it right now.
Yeah, she's big. She's about as big as a Fiat 500 gets, you know. Huge tires.
I call it my power bottom car.
Oh, power bottom and horsepower. Baby.
All right, so going right into the most important questions on the internet. Sydney, this is perfect for you. If you could change the ethnicity of your significant other, which ethnicity would you choose? That's perfect to hear you.
Actually Italian, so then there'd be an excuse for why you're so loud.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow, just throwing bows.
That's brilliant. That's,
I don't know. I don't think I'd ever change your ethnicity, to be completely honest.
No, that's okay. I would change you to Irish so that I could legally beat the shit out of you.
What?
I mean, what is a hate crime? Like, I don't understand really the statutes on that because, you know, a hate crime, like, you don't ever go up and beat up somebody you love. Well, I don't know. I'm from Kentucky. I hear all kinds of those domestic cases.
Sure.
Like, he did it because he loves me, but...
Sid, I think you're breaking up a little bit. Next question. With a gun to your head, would you rather break up with your significant other or be forced to talk about politics with your significant other for 2 hours straight once a week for the rest of your life?
I talk politics once a week for the rest of my life.
Okay. How about you?
That was quick.
We have similar political views. It's easy.
Yeah. See, he found that balance.
That's so much love. I'm so happy. You would actually, you would deal with me talking about politics for 2 hours. Just trying to talk over you. That's great. That's love right there.
It really is. That's a mutual understanding. That is what it is. It's like, you know, having somebody you can spend time with and enjoy the silence instead of being weirded out by it.
Yeah, and I'm kind of classic with relationships. I mean, you're going to be with somebody for a long haul. I think if you're having differences on political values, it's going to be a little bit of an issue.
Right. And if you can just flippantly go through your political values and change them based on your partner. I mean, do you have any value?
Do I?
No, I mean, if some... of course you... Do I? No, if you can go through and just flippantly change your political values, like, just to, like, make one person happy, do you really have any political values, or are you just being...
No, no.
You
know? I would never change it. That just would have ended.
Exactly. I like this. Man of substance. Okay, well, you see, I guess, what do you think about the Bill Cosby debacle?
Oh, Lord. I just want to know what magic he used and where I can get it, because it's pretty intense.
See? You know, that back to the Harry Potter theme, that is right in line with it.
Like when, and who's the Bill Cosby of animals?
Animals?
Of, oh.
I feel like a lion, because I feel like they just walk around and hump anything they want, and they don't get reprimanded for it because they're in charge of everything.
Well, you know, King of the Jungle title doesn't, you know, really give you free reign to just walk around and throw your fuck.
But he does. He walks around with like 8 lioness and throw down whenever he feels like it. And if he doesn't like their kids, he kills their kids so he can have more kids with them. It's kind of
gross.
And
it kind of makes sense. It makes sense that the soundtrack to Bill Cosby's life would be "Can You Feel the Love Tonight?"
I thought it would be "Hungry Eyes."
Or anything by Pantera. Just angry.
Just angry, throwing it out there, just misplaced aggression.
Oh, but yeah, I guess it could also be Enter Sandman.
Oh. What? Oh, Enter Sandman? Oh, wow. Holy shit. Yeah, Enter Sandman. Enter, Sitcom Man.
We got a couple of messages from LATG. Oh, go ahead, Keith.
I was going to ask if Sid was driving through a hurricane.
No,
yeah, I think, Sid, we got to
right
get you off.
Yeah, I got to go. I just parked.
Hey, brother, we appreciate you coming on, man.
Thank you for having me.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, too. I'll talk to you later.
Love you, man. Be safe.
Bye.
All right. Damn, that was a nice little insightful view.
Yeah, it was. I don't actually want to beat up my boyfriend. It's a comedy podcast, just letting everybody know. And he's way bigger than me. So, like, you know, the threat of domestic violence is, like, always there when you're dating a guy that's twice your size. But, you know, nothing bad's ever happened. You know, but, you know, it's like I do the dishes on time, you know.
Well, I mean, if it weren't there, I mean, I mean, would it be hot anymore? Like, if it weren't that, like, domestic violence, like, looming over your head, just like I gotta, I gotta perform a bar.
Well, I mean, this is how it works with my sexuality when it comes to, like, my interest in men. It's I either want, like, a dude who's smaller than me, who has, like, a plump feminine butt, or a guy that's twice my size. Because I believe when it comes to gay sex, there's always somebody who should be losing.
Oh, my God. Yep, that's that competitive mentality. I love it.
Yep, I always said if two gay guys were wearing jerseys, they'd call it a sport.
Oh, yeah. I always say if you're a grown man and don't play a sport and you wear another man's jersey with his name on your back, that man deserves to fuck you if he ever runs across you in public.
Yep, exactly. I mean, tops and bottoms aren't just clothing. All right, we got... we got more messages from LATG. Let's get to them.
Probably Japanese, because I always wanted to go to Japan, and if she's Japanese in the same way that she's built now, then I have a reason to go to Japan on purpose.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you know, he gets off here, and then he leaves these for us. Be like, I'm not responsible for these statements. You know, they can be considered or skewed however you want. But yeah, that's pretty straightforward. I feel that.
I understand. I guess I would maybe change Sydney into a Japanese person just so that I could call him senpai. That's kind of hot, I guess.
I mean, well, if he's taller than you, then you would have to call him Yao Ming or something.
That's China.
Oh, just
call him Yao Ming.
Shoot. Well, not the same place. It. Oh, I learn something every day.
Definitely politics, because as you seen last night, I like to debate. So as long as it's a good debate for the 2 hours, then definitely politics.
He likes the politics. That's good. Yeah, we were talking about, you know what? I won't go over it. It doesn't belong on this podcast, but it was a good conversation.
I still want to know, I'll ask Tiff, or I'll ask our guest here whenever we bring her up, what this question is. Like, I want to know her answers to it about the Bill Cosby horcruxes.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yes, these zingers are hilarious. First, the tops and bottoms are not articles of clothing, and then calling him Yao Ming. Hilarious.
So Yao Ding. He just throwing that ding dang down.
This isn't the worst, but I think this is going great. How do you think, Keith?
Dude, I'm comfy. I live here. This is fine.
Where do you live?
I live in that zone in between comfortability and uncomfortability, where I have to ride that line very fine, like a razor's edge. You know, I'm not afforded very much leeway when it comes to this fucking accent that I've got. So, you know, I gotta at least have some substance to the dumb things I say.
I was gonna say it. You know, being between comfortability and uncomfortability, it's just ADHD, Keith. There's meds.
Oh, damn it. I thought it was purgatory for creative people, but...
Nope, it's just the eternal guilt that you're not working as hard as people who actually have jobs.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's that. Is that what white guilt is?
That's exactly what white guilt is, correct. We actually got Tiffany in the chat.
Purgatory for creative people sounds about right.
See, she on the same page. What do you say we get Tiffany up here and we go ahead and just run through this fun little family style interview system that we've got set down in place?
Sure. For everybody listening, if you want to submit the craziest questions that you can think of to ask Tiffany, our guest interviewee, this is the time. We want you guys to submit them. You find them on the internet, awesome. If they're original questions, awesome. Are they dirty? Are they clean? Doesn't matter. Lay it on her.
We got some questions
to ask her too.
Well, hello.
Well, hello there, Tiffany. How is you doing on this beautiful evening?
Doing great. You guys have had a great intro.
You did. And a lot of pressure on you.
A lot of pressure on me. Oh, no. I'm scared. A little worried.
we try to put as much pressure on the interview guests as possible. So just, like, imagine, like, you're smaller than you are, and Bill Cosby is twice the size of what Bill Cosby is, and he's just kind of standing there eyeing you from across the bar, and you just keep making that accidental eye contact, and at one point you're thinking, like, hey, do I want to talk to Bill Cosby or not? And you're like, no, he's just funny.
Is this post knowing the rapey vibes, or now, like, if I run into him, like, say I run into him this weekend, should I risk it all?
He's free.
I would say
he's a free
yes.
man now. I'm sure he's single too.
Sure he is. I mean, he might not have that much money left over after all these civil suits that he's going to have to settle for.
Yeah. I mean, he's done time in the can now. You know, he's...
If that was a can that he was doing time in, that was a can of beluga caviar. I'm not imagining him sitting time in a drunk tank.
Yeah, I'm sure they have him in a nice facility.
You don't think he got hard? You don't think he learned, like, what it's like on the other side?
Absolutely not. Not for one second. Yeah,
I don't think so. Highly doubt it. He's going to be back out roofing people this weekend.
Yeah, he was eating his own brand of Jell-O. Or pudding inside.
Damn, pudding!
Can you imagine what it'd be like being in prison and getting handed your own fucking brand?
Yeah,
oh my God.
Feel pretty
can
deep.
You imagine? Can you imagine being, like, the number one raper in prison, where it's like it's your job to do the raping to the guys that are coming in, and you get assigned Bill Cosby?
Like, I feel like he would be the.
I don't wanna.
Like, in a crime family, that would be the conciliary or the
conciliary. That would be, like, the pinnacle. Like, I think that would be something to celebrate.
He's probably giving out advice to these new young bloods, and he's like, make sure they can't remember it. Hey, hey, hey. It's insane. Did you guys see that clip of him getting out of one of his court appearances where he did actually say, like, look at camera and goes, hey, 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 after they announced him, like, we don't know if we can pursue this any further. I was like, that motherfucker's guilty.
Yeah,
I think it's funny that
guilty. Go ahead.
Some woman finally caught on and tried to, like, roofie men back, but not to rape them, just to rob them. And a lot of them did get caught up, but I just think it's funny. It's like, oh, they reversed the roles a little bit.
Oh. Was that Cardi B?
Yeah, like Cardi B. There's other women that did it. Like, they would target men that wore, like, Rolexes or wore expensive watches, and they would roofie them, go home with them, and rob them.
Yeah, well, not all of them made songs about it afterwards.
True, true.
I mean, that's like O.J. Simpson writing a book called "If I Did Do It."
What they were like.
I mean, it's called rape and pillage for a reason. People only focus on the first part. That second part's real.
Well, the pill part?
Pillage. I'm just imagining Cardi B with a guy home. He passes out on her couch. He's like, time to pillage.
It's just a little, it's just reversed now in this era. It's now pillage, then rape.
Right. See, now the whole, like, actual, like, what is that? The etymology of the word has changed. It's no longer pillage, doesn't mean to plunder. It means, like, you just throw in pillage. Like, you throw pills at these people, like, because you're of a certain age. And you know that that's the only way that you can get some is if they're just completely nonpartisan to it.
What? You talking about throwing, popping pills? It's like, yeah, yo,
pillage.
Pass me some of that pillage.
Pillaging. Yep, that's got to be a verb. Some mad pillage.
All right, let's get to the questions. Let's get to the questions, all this pillaging and the burden and the raping and the... Let's get right down to it.
All these light topics.
this episode will go down.
Light topics.
Yeah, we're covering the white and right topics, you know. So, Paul, did you have a question for Tiffany? Get ready, Tiffany. He's a madman.
I'm bracing myself. I'm shaking in my boots.
You know what? We asked this in episode zero, Tiffany, but I think that it was a good enough question. That one's only going to be available on Patreon, so I don't care. I'm going to ask it again to you. What daily activity would you be the Michael Jordan of if it became a sport today?
Ooh. Masturbating. I'm just kidding.
God damn it, twice in a row.
I had to. Let me really think about that one.
I really think that might have been a crucial answer.
So she said masturbation. Two people. So one of you is the LeBron, and one of you is the Michael of masturbation. You both think that you're the greatest. The first girl that we talked to, she masturbated while she was dealing with like a court thing. She's like a court intermediary person. So she would like mute everything and like take the video off. And she masturbated when she was working. That sounds like Michael Jordan. I've been shit, there. So you gotta.
Who is this woman? Introduce me to her. She sounds like my soulmate.
Yeah, or at least a role model. I mean, I asked her. I was like, "Do you get off harder the harsher the sentence?" And she didn't say no.
It was some six rings type shit.
It's interesting because I do casework too, not necessarily court cases, but I do like a form of casework.
What is it with us attracting these people that have like an actual, you know, they can have a difference in people's lives and while they're just masturbating through it?
This is the horniest show on the internet.
You know, it's a stressful job. It helps me de-stress, man.
Hey, you know, any port in a storm, right? Even if that port is your vagina.
Busting nuts, Andy.
Busting nuts. What's your case? Because masturbating during court proceedings sounds like the Six Rings version of Michael Jordan. What makes her the LeBron James and you the Michael?
I bet I know.
My shot.
Because you get paid for it. Oh shit, she got paid for it.
Yeah. Is it exquisite skill?
Yeah. No, you gotta take into consideration finger dexterity, like how long that euphoria lasts,
bumpy
and the
knuckles.
Lasting effects. Bumpy knuckles.
I just say the squirtage abilities.
The squirtage of the liddies.
Abilities. Yep.
Squirtigities.
Yes, precisely.
Perfect for the nitty gritty contidians.
I could waterboard someone if I needed to.
I think like when it comes to masturbating, like you don't want to be a squirter. You want to be it to be as clean as possible.
I know, it's
like
it's
the
highly
whole
inconvenient.
Would be the skill.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but sometimes you want to let it out.
Just as an act of rebellion, just like fuck these walls,
fuck these sheets.
Keith, we get people on this podcast, and they just want to talk about their vaginas for 20 minutes. Like, I don't know. What is it about us that this happens?
You asked. Okay, I'll go on to the next question then.
No, it's our job. This is an interview. We got to do that follow-up important shit. You're the Barack Obama of masturbation right now.
No, I'm Barack Obama.
The juicy deets.
Yeah, I would just...
Keith, ask me a question.
Okay, I was going to say juicy digits, but still.
Yes.
Okay, so I FaceTimed you a little bit earlier. And Tiffany, I did not know that you had a whole reptilian display from a zoo in your home. And then, to add on top of that, you have a fucking free air aviary display. Or avian animal, whatever you want. Fucking winged creatures, how about that?
Yeah, there's a zoo. Have a zoo?
Yeah, I want to know. I mean, is that really just like how you live? Like, and then I want to know: is there also like a tie-in between, you know, people saying, "Does slow and steady win the race," Or is that some bullshit that people that can't fuck like a rabbit came up with? Because I feel like you're trying to champion for the tortoises in this.
I mean, I've had the tortoises since I was 21. They're pretty big now. They're African tortoises. So they eat a
How
lot.
old are they?
They're 6 years old.
Ain't no
Who's
way a
eating
turtle
celery?
sauce. Oh, God.
I'm not eating. Who is that?
How does it not?
That's
That's unprofessional, whoever that is. Shut up,
you, Keith. Stop crunching.
Keith.
So
Oh.
why tortoises? Also, what are their names?
Archer and Lana.
Archer and Lana. Okay.
Like the cartoon show. If you've ever seen it.
Okay.
Oh, Archer.
I it's one of my favorite shows ever.
Yes, it's one of my favorites. So, just randomly, a friend that I grew up with, she had tortoises that had babies, and they have like 50 to 60 babies. So she was selling them for really cheap. So I was like, I'll take two of them. And I've had them ever since. And they have a whole burrow hole in my backyard, and they just exist back there now.
They really did. They took it over and they're like, well, okay, this is where we live now.
Yep, they have their whole little own space, have their whole tree. And then so the birds in Arizona, there was like some windstorm that happened, and an aviary, the roof of the aviary blew off. So like over a few hundred, I don't know if it's over 100 to 200 lovebirds broke free when that happened. And so there's lovebirds all over Arizona that just chill wild now. It's kind of cool. So that's what I was showing you earlier, is the lovebirds that were chilling up in the tree. They'll just like they show up. I did plant a lot of sunflowers this summer, so I think that's why they were there, to eat all the sunflower seeds.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you put the seeds out, they will come. You
No,
know.
I planted actual sunflowers. They'll like straight up eat them off the sunflowers.
Oh, that's a bold
Yeah.
move.
They're gangster little
Oh.
birds.
Okay, no, right. Well, that was boring as fuck. How about this? Next question is
Thank you.
Tiffany, what is Okay, how about this? Which one would you prefer? There's a dichotomy here between. What is, have you ever shot your shot at a man in a fucking deliberate, just obvious manner? Or what is the worst deliberately obvious pickup line that you ever had given to you that kind of worked?
I can't really remember any of like the obvious. I've had a lot of really corny ones work on me, sadly.
I can't remember. That's right in line with our Bill Cosby theme here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it must have been the pillage. But
Yep, that's what they call Bill Cosby's penis, corned beef.
Ew.
No hash, just pills.
Ew. But I have definitely shot my shot a few times. My last two relationships was me shooting my shot, and I'd actually say the last relationship I was in was probably the most obnoxious way of me shooting my shot. I was like basically telling the dude like, "Oh, I just got out of a relationship. It's my birthday." Basically, straight up like, I don't know. I was pretty
Hey, I
straight up
want a
like,
birthday
"I'm
photo.
gonna have birthday sex." Yeah, and he straight up was like, took up the opportunity. He's like, "Oh, I'll take you out to dinner." I was like, "All right." And then that was the most toxic relationship I've ever been in my life.
Well, my God, that's
No
chivalry incarnate.
way.
Like, oh, well, you want to fuck? I've got $12 to feed you some Applebee's. Here we go. Match made in heaven.
That's actually important. Where did you go for dinner?
Actually, he asked, I told him I wanted like Asian food, and he was like, "Do you want authentic Asian food or like fancy Asian food?" And I was like, I chose authentic, so went to like
So he took
a
you to
real
Asia.
Asian place. Yeah, went to Asian food.
If he
So,
didn't take you to Asia, then come on.
oh, slacking, huh? Slacking.
Really, what a fucking pussy.
Right?
See, that would have been something if you were going into this being like, okay, so I just want to talk about my audio situation. A train went by for the first time in a week, and the dude right above me is just like, what, scraping the little corn kernels off of his patio?
Oh, yeah, I mean,
Like,
of
what's
course.
going on?
I mean, that's the universe telling us that we're
Ruckus.
doing a good thing. Because the
It would
universe
have
is
been way
trying to
better if
stop
he
it
brought you to
actively.
Asia, is what I was. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Keith.
I forgot what I said already. I didn't even really know what I was saying while I was saying it.
But... I don't know. Actually, I want to ask you guys this. So, like, I feel like it doesn't work out in the cases that I've shot my shot at men or, like, pursued them. I feel like they don't care as much, or they, like, take it for granted faster because, like, they didn't pick you. You kind of picked them. Like, what's your guys' opinion on that?
I think it doesn't matter. But this is also coming from a dude who, like, you know, I've come on to dudes. Dudes have come on to me.
Yeah, I feel like it's I've a little different.
Girls. Girls have come on to me.
So, I don't know.
I mean, well, Paul is, you know, he's just a trisexual, apparently. You know, he'll try anything sexual. And that's a beautiful mindset to have. That's free of, you know, being worried about what other people think. That's just him exploring himself. His sexuality, and that is fucking something to just be in awe of. Because we
have you ever had a woman shoot her shot at you?
Are you talking about squirt on me?
No. Have you ever had a woman like pursue you and it work out?
Oh no, because that takes the fun out of it.
Exactly. That was exactly right. My point and what I was thinking. Like, without like that classic chase, it's like that primitive male brain, it's like it's not the same for them. They're just like, eh, whatever, this just came to me. I want whatever. Exactly. Shiny over there.
It's like, which one are you going to be more proud of? Are you going to be more proud of the fact that, you know, you paid to go on a hunting trip and they put your goal in an enclosure for you and give you a gun with a scope to shoot them on where they can't get away? Or do you go out into the wild and you do the work? And then you put in that effort.
The Cosby method. The chase. It all goes back to the Cosby or the chase.
Well,
I guess it just changes, like, if you want to be in a relationship or if you want to hook up. You know?
Yeah.
No, yeah. If you're trying to hook up, go for it as much as you want. It'll be hilarious how many times you get, like, denied. I don't think it would happen much, but... if you want to get in a relationship, there is something weird about guys wanting to, like, go on a chase a little bit. And so I think the art there is like, okay, so I'm going to make my move on this guy. How do I make him, the dumb man, think that it was his idea to get with me?
Oh my gosh, that goes in sync with what my female friend said of how to make a relationship work. She said, be submissive enough that he thinks he's in control, but make him fear you enough that he won't fuck with you. I was like, that sounds pretty cool.
Oh damn, that's pretty good. Like, you know, it's like whenever you play with one of those toys in front of a cat, it's like the cat thinks it's, you know, on the hunt, but you're controlling the prey.
Yep, exactly. So I get what you mean there, Paul, of just making that conscious decision of like, is this just someone I want to fuck, or do I need to make them go through the chase?
Yeah, and what are relationships other than mutual psychological manipulation?
Oh, fuck.
Agreed upon before.
Damn. Brutal, but true.
I got another question for you.
All right.
What do you have to say about people calling you the Bill Cosby of tortoises?
Comment. What? I'm not raping tortoises.
Well, it's getting out how you treat the tortoises that work underneath you, that have been to your home, how they're saying that you abuse your position of power and sexually on these tortoises.
What?
Yep. No, he's not saying do you fuck tortoises. He's talking about, I'm going to say, the men that would be represented by tortoise, tortoises, tortoisel, whatever the fucking plurality of tortoises is, like the slow ones that didn't get their way in, what do you feel like they take away from that? Do you think that they were looking at you as being like uppity, or just like they just realized that they were shitty people? I'm just trying to, I don't know anything I just said, but I hope it made
sense. I think you guys both just confused the fuck out of me.
Here's what it comes down to. Here's what it comes down to, Tiffany. Respectfully, what do you have to say to the tortoises that have come forward that have said you've abused your position of power over them in sexual manners?
Those motherfuckers.
Such a deep question.
Tiffany, will you comment?
Is what?
I like this.
Will you comment, Tiffany?
You guys talked over each other.
Will you comment, Tiffany? This is a very serious question. Multiple tori, up to 12 at this point, have come forward. We have letters about the constant fear they've lived under. Their jobs potentially being revoked if sexual favors were not given. That one coming from Lana, the tortoise.
They have retreated into their shells.
Plead guilty.
Plead not guilty.
Oh, not guilty. She said, I plead guilty.
Not guilty.
Tortoises.
No. My tortoises are well cared for. My tortoises what and is,
What is the plural of tortoise? Tortoises, tortoise, tortoise souls.
It's victims. That...
Jesus.
We got the tortoise hunter over here.
That's Pull usually over. Just what I call the men that I sleep with, victims.
Yep, she is. She's a succubus or a succubat or a siren.
Yep.
She pleads not guilty. So here's the biggest surprise of the show. We have on the show today, coming forward for the first time to talk about the allegations against Tiffany, Archer, the tortoise.
Oh, shit. Archer,
I have him right here. He's going to speak real quick. Here you go. Thanks for having me on, guys. I'm Archer.
Pleasure.
This is this is uncomfortable, I know, but it took a lot. I'm proud to be here.
Hey, it takes a lot of shell to do it.
Tiffany, my biggest question for you is why you didn't see something wrong with how you treated us for so long.
I thought you liked it.
Well, you would say that. You would say that, wouldn't you? You thought you liked it. From must be nice.
You seemed like you were enjoying it. It seemed like you were enjoying it.
Tiffany, I can't speak.
I was flooded with a lot of emotions, Tiffany, because I looked up to you and I admired you. And yes, I found you incredibly attractive. Compared to Lana the tortoise, you are nothing like her. You have skin. This is amazing. When I found out you were doing the same thing with all of your tortoise underlings, I don't know what to say. It broke my heart.
Hey,
I'm sorry. I just can't help myself.
I mean, really? You can't help yourself, you monster? You see what you've done to this poor tortoise man over here?
Turtle man.
I didn't want to get trademark infringed.
Is Turtle Man a trademark?
I'm sure it has to be. Please, God, let it be.
Turtle Man was my father. I am Archer, Turtle Boy.
How do you do this to just these innocent reptilians and just walk through your day just unfazed by it? Like, you see the emotional turmoil that this cold-blooded motherfucker has had to go through. And it's just, and then you go home to your tortoise eye every day, and then just act like nothing's the different.
I sleep like a baby.
Sociopath, that's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. She's social, you know, and she's a little bit, has, you know, one of the dark triads. It's okay. Sociopathy, psychopathy, all that shit, and then narcissism, and then maybe Machiavellianism tendencies. You know, it just...
Oh, my Lanta.
You're just a little bit on the insane side. I love that. It takes that to fuck a turtle.
That was another thing that attracted me to Tiffany. Was the little bit of unhingedness. You could never predict what she would do, but the way she would feed us.
Oh, the watermelon.
No, it was lettuce, but they said let us fuck.
Oh my
God. Archer, thank you so much for being brave and coming onto the show. That means a lot. It means a lot that you had me on. Thank you. Okay. All right. I'm glad this is all out in the open. And Tiffany, how do you feel after this confrontation?
I feel like a weight has been lifted from my shoulders.
All the richer for it, unlike a fucking turtle shell that has to live with what you did with them for the rest of their life.
Yep, they'll probably outlive you too.
Hey, do you think that Archer will be able to rekindle his sexual relationship with you in a more positive light?
Yeah. I don't believe that would be healthy.
For him or you?
So,
for either party.
So you're saying that you're cutting off Archer?
Yep. Everyone's getting cut off.
You're putting a shell between you guys.
Yep. Any chance you get.
Listen, I'm not going to stop playing off this book.
I'm going to be real shellfish here.
You're being real shellfish. You're being really shellfish.
Hey, shellfish. We got a message. I'm so proud of this bit. Okay.
I love
it. Oh, this conversation. Oh, no. I don't like that. I don't like those games where you have to constantly be like thinking about some bullshit, you know, that they're gonna want to chase you, blah blah. I mean, I guess that's why I'm single most of the time, and my current boy is just not really into all that either. So I guess we're just made for each other. Anyway, hi Paul. Hi, Keith, and hi, Tiffany.
Hello.
Welcome to the room while I enter and be exit. I don't know. Awkward.
It's okay there.
See, nobody wants to play those stupid fucking games. Like, why can't people just be honest and upfront?
It's because people aren't honest and upfront. That's why we don't like to play
people, those. Everyone's got those primitive brains that you have to play the games to, like, trick their primitive brains into submission.
Bullshit. I know that I have no such thing as a reptile brain because I can stay inside for weeks on end without seeing sunlight and I'm completely fine.
That's the definition.
You got that mole brain. Mole brain. Mole people.
Mole.
That's
mole,
why
mole,
Bill
mole.
Cosby is a lizard too. He's cold blooded. We got I think we said Bill Cosby a record number of times during this podcast.
I think so. We should have put in the caption for people to drink every time his name is mentioned.
We should have called him. Quite lit.
We should do that when we post it to Spotify and Apple.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Tiffany, for preemptive marketing strategies. Fucking
boom. Everybody loves drinking games because everybody's alcoholics here in America.
Everybody take a Quaalude every time we say Bill Cosby.
Oh my god. Oh, we would kill people. Let's not endorse that.
Hey, no, I'm not. You guys are no part of this. I am full on behind. I am sponsored by Disco Biscuits. And so, you know, that's
Disco
that's, you
Biscuits.
Know, the, yeah, that's a fun it's term for a Quaalude.
Oh, it's Quaalude, gotcha.
Oh, isn't
I'm
that
cooking
fun?
For Disco Biscuits.
Yeah, there, the best kind of biscuit. There, all right.
Just like breakfast cereal, because that's when you wake up.
What is that, Terry the Tiger advertising for Quaaludes? It's like, there, all right.
That was the most Kentucky version of Tony the Tiger that I've ever heard of in my life. Terry the Tiger.
Terry.
Damn it, Terry.
It's his cousin, you know. It's like, you know, Jesus Christ. He's got Craig Christ, that cousin. I think James Lynch sings a song. He's like Craig Christ. No, well, I go off on tangents.
Craig Get Christ, there's, that's a thing. Oh no.
Oh yeah, he's like, you know, I'm not the oh shit, I'm not the father. You know, I don't walk on H2O, but I got hydroponic shit that me and Judas grow. I'm fucking Craig.
Oh my god. I'm gonna have to look that up. I've never heard of that. That sounds great.
Yeah, Stephen
what
Lynch.
Bars are you spitting right now?
416 bars ago, pretty much. Just more than a federal penitentiary.
Oh, he's going full blown Kentucky.
Oh, I'm going like southern rap. This is crap. Terrible.
That's some crap sending that rap crap. Get that out of my music.
You know, coming from a household where I wasn't allowed to watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as a child, I think I turned out wildly great.
Why weren't you allowed to watch it? I wasn't allowed to watch Rugrats, so I get not being able to watch a stupid show.
Oh, no, I feel like they were for wildly different reasons.
Oh, I wasn't allowed to watch Rugrats because my mom thought Angelica was a brat, and she thought I would turn out being a brat watching that. Didn't help, still turned into a brat.
But Angelica's a villain. If you can't let a kid watch something because you're afraid they're going to turn out to be the villain, imagine reading your kids Harry Potter. The fear.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe she already knew I was evil, so she was trying to prevent it. I don't know.
How do you prevent what is like an inevitable force? Yeah, which is your evil. You know, it's just, you know, you can't help it. Like being a woman, like men can be violent. Yes. That's one thing. But women, my God, you
guys evil.
You take like psychological warfare to another level. And I appreciate it. I do. Until it's used against me. And then I'm uncomfortable with it. I love watching it against other people, you know, as a spectator.
But yeah, I get that.
You can call me a voyeurist to the downfall of other people's lives.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I know, because like, I'll agree, because I've never had a man manipulate or like fuck me over the way women do. Like men, you can tell when they're gonna fuck you over or if they're just using you, you can just tell. But with women, they'll act like your best friend and then go after your man.
Oh yeah, that's because of insecurity within yourselves. I think
what do you
so.
Mean?
Like, you know, that like if a girl sees a guy that she is attracted to that's dating one of her friends, that woman like innately does want
competition
to prove herself. Yeah. And just to see if she can. Doesn't mean that she's necessarily any bit emotionally invested in it. She is just egotistically invested in it. And that applies to men too.
Yeah, I was gonna say this isn't just
that sounds like a sociopath kind of thing though. Like that sounds like it's fucking evil. I've never never had a thought like that of like, oh, my friend's boyfriend's looking pretty good, like I'm gonna go after that. So it's just like it's a different breed of person.
You never thought like, I bet I could fuck that.
I mean, yeah, but I would never act on it. I also have a strict thing of like I don't homie hop to like with like groups homie of hop. Friends or like I don't know. Well, that would just be crossing lines for me.
So wait, I like the word homie hop. So is that what you call all of the friends having sex with the same guy? And but like maybe none of you being in a relationship with the guy? It's like, so you're telling me that like...
And here we are to cross-examination with Pober, a.k.a. Paul Ober, and myself, Keith Burr. Pretty much just a reserved maniac. And how is Paul doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, I am on top of the goddamn world right now. I'm happy as I can be, happy as a lark, happy as a tortoise. You know how that turtle play comes into the conversation later.
Oh, boy. I love that turtle play in the bedroom. I'll just get through the intro real quick that I wrote down, and we'll just take turns reading it every week, I guess.
Yeah, we got this.
That's the intro. How cool is that?
I like that. That sounds professional as hell. See, if that were me, I would have been like, hey, I'm Keith. I'm from Kentucky. I'm a comedian. I tell funny stuff out of my mouth. And then we invite people on here that have no idea what they're in for. All right, now, here's the after show. This is for our paying customers. Are you customers? No, that sounds like we're women of the night. No, we're self-respecting, self-deprecating men here. And here is our blooper reel, like all self-respecting men have.
I'll just get through the intro real quick that I wrote down. And we'll just take turns reading it every week, I guess.
Yeah, we got this.